Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you're like us, you want to know where the next big wave of disruption is going to hit.
But you don't have the time to go through every single market report.
Exactly. And right now there is just so much buzz around where smart money is placing its bets, specific regions, specific tech sectors. So today we're going to cut through all of that chatter. We want to deliver the exact coordinates, really, of where serious capital is starting to concentrate.
And we've got the perfect source for that. We're looking at some key excerpts from a document titled Michigan Startups, Property Innovation and Investment Focus.
And what's so great about this source is its precision.
Yeah, it's not just speculation. It's an observation about a very targeted, very deliberate effort.
So our mission today is to take that observation and just give it context. We need to figure out the implications of this, this specific mix of location, sector, and investor interests. We're aiming for the so what.
And the core finding, the thing that really sets the stage for our whole conversation, is crystal clear. The observation right from the source is this: investors focused on Michigan startups for property innovation.
That is such a powerful sentence because it's so specific. It uses the word focused,
Right. Not interested or exploring, focused.
which suggests a real strategy, not just some accidental flow of cash. And it's not Silicon Valley or New York, it's Michigan. And then it narrows it down even more to property innovation. So why is this specific pairing? Why is it so significant for our listeners to get right away?
Well, because in a world of just information overload, a source that explicitly says focus, that's like an immediate filter for what the market is thinking.
Okay.
It tells you that, venture capital and institutional money are aligning their resources on purpose. This isn't just a general trend, it's a targeted allocation.
Oh, it signals that there's something special there.
Exactly. That certain economic conditions or talent or maybe the regulatory environment in Michigan are seen as this uniquely fertile ground for big disruption in the real estate tech space. It's like a strategic beachhead is being established there.
Strategic beachhead. I like
Like,
that framing. That implies a high degree of confidence, right? That the return will be worth the very specific geographical bet. Okay, so let's unpack this. We have to dissect the components to really understand the pull here. Let's start with the geography.
Michigan.
The source says Michigan startups.
So why Michigan? I mean, historically, we think of it for manufacturing, for automotive. It's not typically seen as a leader in, say, prop tech or venture capital.
That's what's so fascinating. The focus on Michigan actually leverages the state's existing economic DNA. When investors are looking for property innovation or, prop tech,
Yeah.
they aren't just looking for software anymore. They're increasingly looking for solutions that have to do with construction efficiency, with supply chains, advanced materials, automation.
So the legacy industries, the auto
Yeah.
industry, that's actually an asset here. Oh, absolutely. I mean,
Okay.
think about the core strength Michigan already has. First, engineering talent.
Of course.
Decades of auto dominance have created one of the deepest pools of mechanical, electrical, robotics engineers in the country. And prop tech, especially on the construction side, it needs sophisticated automation. It needs modular building techniques.
Who better to solve those problems than the people who perfected the assembly line?
You got it. They're basically transplanting that industrial automation expertise right into the housing and construction sector.
That makes perfect sense.
And then, second, you have the industrial supply chain infrastructure. I mean, the logistics networks built for just-in-time delivery of auto parts.
You could repurpose
You
those?
could repurpose those to fix the massive inefficiencies that we see in construction material delivery right now. The source has really hinted
Yeah.
this leveraging of what's already there.
That's powerful. Using existing physical infrastructure and intellectual capital to solve problems in a totally different sector. Are there other reasons Michigan is so appealing?
Yeah, two pretty big ones. One is cost. It's
Yeah.
cheaper. Real estate and operational costs in places like Detroit or Grand Rapids are significantly lower than in the big tech hubs.
So your capital goes further.
It goes much further, which is critical for these kinds of businesses that need, physical space for prototyping or assembly. And the other factor is just proximity to real-world testing grounds. You have large-scale land development projects, a diverse housing market.
And the universities
The
there?
universities, exactly. Especially the ones with strong engineering programs. They feed talent and research right back into the local industry. So, yeah, the sources are essentially confirming that investors see Michigan as this cost-effective, talent-rich lab for physical world innovation.
So it's not just a blind bet on prop tech. They're strategically picking a location that has the right infrastructure, both physical and intellectual, at a price that makes sense.
Right. It elevates the whole thing beyond just general enthusiasm.
Okay, let's shift gears. The sectoral sweet spot, property innovation. That term can mean a lot of things. It could be a simple digital lease platform, or it could be, you know, complex construction robots.
Yeah, huge category.
So for these investors focused on Michigan, what parts of property innovation are they really after? Where is the disruption being sought?
This is where we connect the dots back to Michigan's strengths. Mm. While the term is broad, the focus we're seeing is probably concentrated in, I'd say, three specific areas where Michigan has a real edge.
Okay.
First, construction technology, ConTech. Mm-hmm. This is automation, robotics, 3D printing, all applied directly to, you know, building things.
Right.
Given Michigan's manufacturing history, investors are likely betting on startups that can industrialize the building process, maybe creating prefabricated housing components off-site on these highly automated assembly lines.
So you're talking about turning construction from, like, a craft into a repeatable factory-based process.
Precisely. The assembly line model, but for homes. The second area would be logistics and supply chain optimization for building materials.
Which is a huge problem.
A huge cost drain. Construction waste, material delays, startups that can integrate real-time tracking, inventory management, automated sourcing. Again, taking lessons learned from the auto industry, they're very attractive.
Yeah.
The efficiency gains are just massive.
I can imagine. And the third?
The third area is probably smart infrastructure and building materials. This gets into advanced material science, maybe focused on sustainability or rapid deployment, and integrated sensor tech for smart buildings.
Interesting.
Michigan's research institutions have worked on material science for vehicles for decades. Translating that into, say, durable, intelligent building materials is a huge leap in innovation.
What's so fascinating about this is that the focus here, it's less about the typical Silicon Valley software like virtual tours or something. It's much more about the hard physical tech that needs serious engineering. It absolutely does. It requires a different kind of investment environment. It's a strategy that values durability and scale and efficient manufacturing over just, you know, purely iterative software. These investors are looking for structural change in how we create and maintain physical assets.
And they see Michigan as the place where the cost of developing those physical solutions is optimized.
That's the bet.
Okay, let's pull it all together then. We've got the where, which is Michigan. And we've got the, what, property innovation, but with a heavy slant toward ConTech and logistics. So now let's analyze that core finding one more time. Investors focused on Michigan startups for property innovation. The synthesis here is, I think, the most critical takeaway for our listeners.
Yeah.
This coming together of these things is not a coincidence. It's a targeted market play. When our source material uses the word focused, it means the investment community has done its homework.
Right.
They have done the due diligence and have chosen this specific nexus, this meeting point, as the place for maximum leverage.
So what does a targeted focus like that mean for the ecosystem that's already in Michigan, or for people who might be thinking of moving there?
It implies a sort of self-reinforcing loop. When focused capital shows up, it attracts specialized talent. It starts funding specific accelerator programs just for prop tech. It might even encourage local governments to ease up on certain regulations to help innovation.
It creates momentum.
A ton of momentum. For an entrepreneur in Michigan, this focus means easier access to capital, mentorship from people who actually understand manufacturing at scale, and a concentrated customer base that's eager to test new things.
And what about for startups outside of that sweet spot?
Well, for them, it might mean facing stiffer competition for this specific pool of capital. I mean, the money has already drawn a bead on Michigan. Hmm. The market signal is pretty clear. This is where the rapid deployment is expected to happen first.
That distinction is incredibly helpful. This isn't just a geographical note. It's practically a strategic roadmap for market entry. If you're trying to track emerging trends, knowing exactly where and what investors are focusing on, it's a powerful shortcut.
It really is. And it raises an interesting question, right? Why would investors announce this focus so publicly?
To attract more.
Exactly. The statement itself acts like a magnet. It draws in more talent, more capital, and it further solidifies Michigan's role as that strategic beachhead for this new kind of property solution. It's a calculated move to accelerate the whole thing.
It effectively de-risks the location for other, maybe less adventurous investors who can now follow that initial focus. It validates the choice.
Precisely. We're watching prop tech mature, I think. It's moving past just the digital stuff and into the really disruptive area of physical construction. Mm-hmm. And the sources confirm that Michigan has been identified as the optimal laboratory for that transformation.
Okay, so to wrap up our deep dive, what does this all mean? The analysis really confirms that the main insight from the source is this very clear, very targeted investment trend. It's specifically combining Michigan's engineering history with the huge demand for property innovation.
And for you, the listener, understanding these kinds of intersections, geography and sector, is just crucial for tracking what's coming next. These focused investments are the earliest signs of where major labor growth, infrastructure needs, and ultimately where big market shifts are being planned.
It's how you anticipate the disruption before it's headline news.
Right.
We have our coordinates locked down, and the reason for the lock is tied directly to Michigan's industrial DNA.
Mm.
Which brings us to our final thought for you to consider. Given this confirmed investor focus on Michigan for property innovation, and knowing it leverages the state's legacy in automotive engineering and factory automation, which specific emerging technologies do you predict will yield the earliest and most significant returns? Will it be large-scale construction robotics, rapid material testing, integrated smart infrastructure?
And to add to that, what will be the first major real estate category, commercial, residential, or industrial, to be successfully industrialized by these Michigan startups?
That is the logical next step in tracking this crucial focus trend. Until next time, keep diving deep.